This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dr. John Wilsey is on staff at First Baptist Church on Park Street, and we're going to talk about, is America a Christian nation and all that that entails? You often hear about Judeo-Christian ethics. You hear a lot of different rhetoric thrown around, and we're going to jump into it. We'll take your calls on a little bit later on. All right. Dr. Wilsey, thank you for being with us, man.
Thank you, Jay, for having me.
Absolutely. Well, America, is it a Christian nation? And for you to be have a doctorate, I'm assuming you've probably written a book on this or something like that at some point.
I did write my dissertation on the topic.
There you go. So thus, you would be qualified to address it.
In a matter of opinion, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's jump into it, man. I guess, first of all, what kind of got you thinking about this topic matter? Because In God We Trust is on our money. You know, there's so many different things that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, you know, all the things that is in our rhetoric. So when you came to that point, what made you think about this topic of whether or not America is a Christian nation?
Well, I've always been fascinated by the history of our founding, our revolution, and our Constitution. As an American, just as a citizen, I've always just had an abiding interest in where did we come from, mm-hmm. and the ideas that brought about the American Revolution and the American founding, where did they come from? Where are their roots? And mm-hmm. so that is really where my interest lies. And in terms of the theological basis for our identity as a Christian, mm-hmm. I'm interested in that as well.
Yeah. Dr. John Wilsey is with us from First Baptist Church on Park Street. I want to say First Baptist Perk on Chart Street. But anyway, so let's jump right in. All right, is the United States of America, which often when we hear about Islamic terrorism and all this other kind of stuff, the West is viewed as a primarily Christian westernized world. Is America, in your mind, a Christian nation?
The short answer, in my view, is that America is not a Christian nation, nor was it intended to be a Christian nation. However, America is a nation founded on the principle of religious freedom.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, let's unpack that. You just got some ears to perk up. Christmas is celebrated. It's the primary holiday. There are people of all faiths here in the United States of America. But Easter and Christmas are national holidays, you know, the Christian theological principles and things are pervasive throughout the United States of America. So what makes you say, no, it's before we get to what it was intended, what makes you say not now, it's not a Christian nation?
Well, first of all, it's very difficult to define what a Christian nation is.
Mm-hmm.
The term Christian nation dies by 1,000 qualifications. And if you look at the literature of people who have tried to define Christian nation and tried to say that we are a Christian nation since about 1977, there are several different ways that the folks define the term.
Mm-hmm.
And because that there are a lot of different ways they define the term, and many of those ways contradict one another and they're at odds with one another, the term Christian nation is not a clearly defined term. It's not an agreed upon term. And so if we're trying to prove that America was a Christian nation and we can't even clarify what the term means,
mm-hmm.
what are we trying to prove?
Right.
Nobody even knows.
Right.
So everybody has their opinion about what constitutes a Christian nation,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they just contradict each other.
So if we were to identify it in your mind, what would a Christian nation look like?
A Christian nation would have to exemplify the teachings of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ taught that his kingdom was not of this world. So in my view, a Christian nation is really not a logical idea.
Because this is a world entity as a country.
Correct.
Okay. We're talking with Dr. John Wilsey from First Baptist Church on Park Street. It's a fascinating topic, whether or not America is a Christian nation, because I think if you ask most people, they would say, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thus leads us to the question that we just asked. Well, what's that supposed to look like? Sure, there'd be a lot of people who'd be like, well, no, it's not. We're melting pot, you know,
right.
Primarily. So let's go back to the founders then.
Okay.
What was it when we have things like In God We Trust and Judeo-Christian principles, ethics, what do you think the founders' intention was for the United States of America when it came to Christian principles?
Well, you know, if someone were to ask me, weren't the founders Christians, I would have to say that many of them certainly were.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not my intention ever really to explore the different faiths of all the individual founders. In fact, what is a founder?
Mm-hmm.
Is a founder signing the Declaration of Independence, signing the Constitution, a preacher? I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could define who a founder is. But let's say that the founders were the authors and signers of our founding documents,
mm-hmm.
the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Of those people, they're overwhelmingly, the majority of them, their worldview was a Christian worldview, as mm-hmm. was everybody's in the West in the 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that their worldview was Christian is again, a very ambiguous thing. My contention is that the ideas that brought about the Revolution and the Founding were a mixture of biblical views
mm-hmm.
And also secular views, and those secular views being oftentimes consistent with biblical principles. Mm-hmm. And therefore often confused with biblical principles. They're not biblical. They don't have their roots in the Bible. They don't have their source in the Bible. But they are consistent with biblical views, even though they don't originate in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. John Wilsey is with us, Dr. John Wilsey, I should say, from First Baptist Church on Park Street. Why do you think that so many people would say, come on, John, America's definitely a Christian nation? It's, you know, you're looking at the rhetoric a little differently. You're whatever the case may be for the person that says it absolutely is. This is the majority of the people here are Christians. 80% of Americans would declare themselves that way. You know, that's why we've been prosperous. What would be your response to that?
Well, I guess basically I would say that there are six ways that I would critique the view that America's a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just
break it down for you.
The first is what I kind of just referred to a second ago, that the whole Christian America idea is too ambiguous to define. It dies by 1,000 qualifications. Secondly, the Christian America idea, the Christian America thesis, is ambiguous in defining the contours and what the meaning of the Enlightenment is, because mm-hmm. the Enlightenment was so important and significant in terms of helping us form our ideas in the Revolution. Many Christian America advocates look at the Enlightenment as being hostile to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 18th century, it was not hostile to Christianity. It was not. It was there was a great deal of it that was compatible with Christianity. So that's another problem. Another is that in America, even though there was a Protestant consensus in the 18th century, 19th century, early 20th century, that Protestant consensus has broken down, especially since the Great Depression and the 1965 Immigration and Naturalization Act, which brought about the religious pluralism we see in our country today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Protestant consensus has broken down, and religious pluralism has become the defining reality in our culture. Also, that the Bible is an important source for the American founding. It's not the primary source, and it isn't even the most important source. And finally, the idea that America is exceptional because or by virtue of the fact that it's been chosen by God as a new Israel or God's chosen nation, if that's the way you define exceptionalism, that's not going to work. Are we exceptional? Are we unique? Are we obviously blessed by God? Absolutely. We are a unique nation.
Mm-hmm.
But if by that you mean that we're God's choice, that God has chosen America, you can't sustain that theologically or historically.
You said this idea of America being, you know, God's choice. Certainly America has been favored, has been blessed by God, but being God's chosen nation doesn't hold water. So before we move forward, just kind of tell us how you arrive at that consensus.
Okay, there's two ways. First of all, theologically,
mm-hmm.
The only divinely chosen nation in the history of the world is Israel. mm-hmm. according to the scriptures, according to the Bible.
Okay.
Israel is clearly the chosen nation of God all the way back to Genesis 12. It's the message of scripture all the way through the New Testament. Israel is the chosen nation. And no other nation can make a claim as Israel can based on the Old and the New Testaments. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
America is never mentioned in the Bible as being God's chosen alongside Israel. I think everybody can agree on that.
Right.
secondly, historically, it can't be sustained. Really, because when you look at Western history, going all the way back to the 4th century, for example, so many civilizations, so many countries, so many Western nations have said the same things that America has said in terms of being divinely chosen. All the way back to the 4th century Kingdom of Armenia has said that, hey, we're God's chosen people. Look even more recently to the 19th century with the British Empire of the 19th century. The British of the 19th century were all the time calling themselves God's chosen nation. Now, just because a nation calls themselves God's chosen nation doesn't prove that they are. Why should we accept that testimony? The fact that it's not a unique claim is also weakens the claim that we're exceptional. Does God change his mind continually? I mean, the British are clearly not what they were in the 19th century. They are no longer the world's only superpower. So what happened? And if you're going to say, well, God took away their blessing, how do you possibly verify that?
America, obviously, with its rich history and its 234-year-old history as a country, has enjoyed a lot of prosperity. But let me ask you this, based on what you just said. Do you think that America is headed for, you know, all empires, their reigns end? You know, things change. Britain is not what it once was. Will we ever be saying that about the United States? It's not what it once was from a power and an influence standpoint on the planet.
Well, I think that if you are, if you're going to hold to a Christian worldview, the idea that God had a beginning of creation and he's going to end it with the second coming of Christ, you have to say, you're bound to say that America as a political entity someday will be in decline. I don't think we're in decline now, but I think that it's inevitable.
Okay. Dr. John Wilsey is with us from First Baptist Church on Park Street. Talking about a few things theologically, but let's jump from theology to politically. I made that up. But to politics, which is, so what then, when you talk about the founders and whether or not they intended for America to be a Christian nation or based in Christian principles, what about now? What role, if any, should Christianity play in the American government system?
Christianity certainly has a role to play. Mm-hmm. The founders did not seek to create an irreligious society or a religionless society. The First Amendment guarantees religious freedom, freedom not from religion, freedom of religion. Christianity has a role to play in the public square, absolutely, has a distinct role. And just as all religions do, because we have religious freedom. The First Amendment guarantees disestablishment of religion. Congress shall make no law respecting or establishing a religion. So it's not a legal, there's no place for Christianity or religion to be established as law. But there is every reason that Christians and members of other faiths ought to have a voice in American public square. The First Amendment guarantees the disestablishment of religion, but it also guarantees the free exercise thereof. Okay? So, and those two things are always linked together. It's not either or. They always go together, disestablishment and free exercise. Christianity should have an equal voice alongside of every other religious group in our culture and should not be set aside or discriminated against, just like, you know, it is for every other religion.
Now, glad you said that. Is that the case? Is Christianity treated? You can go back and forth on whether or not it's a Christian nation, and you can go back with the Ten Commandments being taken out of the courtroom down in Alabama. You can the extra sensitivities to certain faiths. Does Christianity enjoy, benefit, for lack of a better term,
the same consideration that other faiths do when it comes to how the United States government and public entities relate to religions.
I would just say clearly Christianity is not enjoying a presence in the public sphere. From our public schools to our political debate, Christianity, I think a case can be very strongly made that Christianity is being set aside and ignored and even persecuted. And so I think that while we're going to stand for religious liberty, well, that means Christians as well. It doesn't mean just Muslims and Buddhists and secularists. It also means Christians. And so if there is persecution happening, against Buddhism or Islam, that should be addressed. If it's happening for Christians, which I believe it is, it should be addressed.
Do you find that it is addressed, or is it just kind of because the overwhelming majority of people kind of identify themselves as Christians that it kind of just it get a little hot under the collar and maybe let it go?
Well, I think it's addressed. I think there's a lot of groups that are doing good work in that area. But I think that we can do a lot more. I think we need to hold our elected officials to account for whatever indiscretions in that area can be specifically identified and shown.
Okay.
Certainly, we do need to take a stand for religious freedom for Christianity in this day and age.
Dr. John Wilsey, it's fascinating, man, and we'll have to have you back for when we have more time, but thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.